From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California lawmakers trying to ban edible marijuana from resembling candy. That after an uptick in emergency room visits. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento on a bill passed Monday by the California Assembly.
A medical study in Colorado last year found the number of children admitted to the hospital for ingesting marijuana doubled after that state legalized recreational use in 2012. Calls to poison control increased fivefold. UC Davis emergency room physician and toxicologist Dan Colby says children can easily mistake marijuana-laced gummies or chocolate for popular candy.
They're usually higher concentration products, so they can get you higher. And children are not attempting to get high, so they may eat the entire product. And they're smaller. And also marijuana works differently in children.
He says it's not typically lethal, but in extreme cases, children can need help breathing. So the California bill would ban marijuana edibles from being shaped like popular candy or animals or people or fruit. It passed without opposition and now moves to the state Senate for consideration. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
The California Chamber of Commerce will continue to pursue its lawsuit against the state's signature climate change program, Cap and Trade. The business group asked the state's top court Monday to overturn a recent decision. Once again, here's Ben Bradford.
This is an appeal of last month's appellate court decision that upheld the legality of cap and trade. The program requires businesses to either cut greenhouse gas pollution or purchase state credits that allow their emissions. Money from the sale of the credits goes toward a variety of transportation and clean energy programs. The lawsuit argues that essentially amounts to a tax on businesses, which would have required a two-thirds vote in the legislature to create, but cap and trade was created through a majority vote. The state Supreme Court can decide whether to accept the case or allow the appeals court ruling to stand. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.